Friday, May 7th. Agriculture Day today. President did a good job in an extemporaneous speech at the Agriculture Department Auditorium this morning, but was concerned that we weren't really doing an adequate job in the follow-up and selling our line. He called several times on specific points that he wanted to make, but felt that we were not going to get our story across, primarily because none of our salesmen, Scally or Moore or any of those types, were at the speech and so didn't hear the pitch he made, which included a lot of good stuff, but mostly the nuances that Ziegler probably wouldn't catch. He reacted to a cancer program option paper that Ken Cole had sent in, making a decision on the basis of not being satisfied with any of the options, and taking finally the one of leaving the program at NIH, but instead of having it report directly to the Secretary of HEW, he wants to have it report directly to the President. This finally solves the thing the way he wants to do it. But he wants someone then on the staff to report directly to the President on it, and suggested Ken Cole for this, which I think is a good idea. I used this as an opportunity to have a long session with Cole to get into this whole subject, to make the point that I've been trying to make to him of the need for shifting our whole approach on domestic and the domestic council away from long-range planning for policy positions and into follow-up on the positions we've already taken. Cole buys my point completely, feels we'll have trouble selling it to John, but that we can do it, and he wants to try. We also got into some follow-up on the support of the police, etc., with regard to the demonstrations. He wants to go ahead with a meeting with the chief and overrule Ziegler's objections on the basis that the point Ziegler misses is that the press is going to nibble at us anyway on this, and that we might as well move ahead and do it. We decided to try it for tomorrow morning, which is what we'll go ahead and do. Ron seems to agree now that it'll be okay. President raised the question again of trip plans. His feeling is that we've got to move ahead on the June 8th Midway trip, as he had been saying to Haig earlier. And he feels that we'll know next week on SALT, and he doesn't want to have an office press conference next week if that's the case. Instead, he'll have a TV deal on the 27th, or if we don't get SALT, a TV deal the week after next. He went through considerable discussion with the calendar, trying to analyze the news timing for May and June and lay out a general plan that'll give us the kind of TV coverage that we need. Going back on Agriculture Day, he made the point that what we ought to get across on the speech is the fact that he took the farmer out of his own selfish little role and made him play a big role in the world, making the point of his importance in the whole fight for peace, as contrasted to Hardin's opening thing, which was just the farmer's line about his price support levels and so on, whereas the President lifted them beyond their narrow self-interest. He had a meeting with Meany this afternoon and got his commitment to help on both the SST and Lockheed. Now he wants to get Jackson and Magnuson in, maybe on Monday, to put the screws to them to help on the SST in the House, on the basis that they will support Lockheed if the California guys will support the SST. We could work a deal here that would shift enough votes both ways to get both of them through. Speaking of Lockheed, there was a monumental flap late last night as Haig and later Kissinger called me to say that Dave Packard was furious with the Lockheed decision, which Connally announced yesterday, and that he was going to resign and blast the administration for the position we're taking on Lockheed. Henry was pretty disturbed about it, having talked to both Packard and Laird and felt that there was a real danger here. So I suggested he call Connally and see if Connally couldn't get it untangled. Connally stepped right up to it, called Packard, determined that he was very upset, but not for the exact reasons that Henry had spelled out. That is, Henry's view was that Packard was concerned because Connally had said that the reason for helping Lockheed was a matter of national security, whereas that isn't what Connally had said at all, and he doesn't feel that. Connally felt he had straightened it out reasonably well with Packard, but was going to meet with him tomorrow and see if he could, let me meet with him today to see if he could get it untangled. He talked to me later today. He did meet with Packard. He said Packard was really upset about the whole thing, that he had paced back and forth in the office. The only way Connally could talk to him was to get up and pace along with him. That Packard said he just felt it was completely the wrong decision and that he couldn't support it. It ended up with Connally getting Packard to agree that he wouldn't take any steps, at least at this point, and that he'd wait and see how the whole thing developed, but that he did not support the decision. Connally feels it's very clear that Packard's upset about a lot more than just the Lockheed decision, which Henry confirms, because Packard has been very uptight about his peacenik kid and the whole situation at Stanford, etc., and Henry thinks that Packard's been looking for a way to resign for some time anyway. End of May 7th.